Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today I want to give you a little bit of a rant about why I think Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter are probably not the most important things to spend your time on, and what I think you should probably spend more time on. But let's give you a little bit of a background. The story behind this is that the last few days I had a couple of conversations and I was astonished because so many people think that they have to be on Instagram, they have to be on Twitter or on Facebook, they have to post regularly and that's the way to get somewhere. But I want to propose an alternative viewpoint, and that's what I did in multiple of these conversations, and I noticed that this is something that must be more important than just for a handful of people, so I want to share it with you as well. My thought is the following. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook all are platforms where content is incredibly fast-paced and fast-lived. Something that you share today might be completely irrelevant by tomorrow. And usually, except for someone going specifically to your profile, they won't even find what happened at that point in time earlier. Now, I do believe that there is a value in doing that for certain people, and there is a huge amount of fun in it if you want to spend your time doing that as well. But we also notice more and more people that are stepping away from social media, stepping away from this time consumption and constantly being bombarded with new information in the space or the pacing that those platforms are in. If you create content on Instagram and Twitter, as well as Facebook, usually those content pieces are old by tomorrow. And in the case of Insta stories or Snapchat posts, they're actually gone by 24 hours after you shared them. Now, there is certainly something about being in contact with your community as a behind the scenes kind of interaction, for example. And I think that Insta stories are powerful to do exactly that. However, the question that I come up with around that is that really something that I want to spend my time on while I'm creating a new and small community? And at the moment, I have to say that I do believe that that's not the place for my time well spent. Creating content for these incredibly fast-paced networks is a lot of time investment, and usually to build an audience there, you need even more time. You need time to either interact in comments of other people's posts, you need time creating the content itself, and let's be honest, on Instagram, for example, a lot of people nowadays are also in these groups where you share follows or likes or comments and stuff like that to push yourself above the algorithm to be seen by more people. And I have made the experience that it's incredibly hard to get in these explore feeds to actually be discovered by new people. And I have maybe not figured it out all the way, maybe I am not smart enough to figure it out, or my content is just not the right one for those platforms. However, I think that that's something that a lot of people experience. You try a lot on Instagram or on Facebook, and you want to do it without bots and any kind of hacking or trying to be in some kind of group or hire a VA to comment on as much posts as possible. If you want to do it honestly, it's incredibly hard unless you get in contact with famous people. And yes, that's a tactic to try and connect with those people, collaborate, and maybe you grow that way. That's great. However, I want to propose an alternative, and actually it's probably more so the way that has been working before. And the way that I want to propose is creating content on platforms where it is longer lived. One of the platforms, and you're consuming it right now, or one of the two, is in the podcasting world, which is rather bad in terms of search engine capabilities. But the other medium that you can consume my content here is you can watch it on YouTube. And if you're listening to the podcast version, you can also check the link. I will also always put it there if there's a video version of this. So you can move over there and also be part of the discussion in the comments below. But the main idea here is that YouTube content is actually something that will live on for quite some time. And if you make content that is not just time relevant to right now, you might be better off putting your content on YouTube because you have the ability for people to be searching you And not only that, you also have the ability to be found by relation to other content, because YouTube has related videos after someone watched a video or in the sidebar, where people can view more of what you have to offer, or maybe even more of things that someone else has to offer, and maybe you are that someone else that gets recommended. So that opens up a whole new dimension of discovery, which is possible on Instagram, but I honestly don't really believe that you end up there that often, especially if you are rather small. The same thing is true for content that is, for example, on blogs, Medium, your own blog, or any other of the blogging platforms out there. It is the ability to write content that is searchable and then discoverable by search engines. And whether or not you actually spend a lot of time search engine optimizing, that's not the point here. The idea is you create content that lives on for a longer time. And whether or not it's time sensitive, people are able to search and find it in the future. And we have a ton of searches happening every single second. And I just looked at some statistics which show that Google, YouTube, and Amazon are the top three search engines, which means that people are searching for things right there. Instagram is not part of that search engine list, or at least not at the top three. And also, how have you been doing with discoverability on Instagram, for example? I find it incredibly hard to, yes, include some of those keywords, and hopefully being included in those and maybe even going to the top results of that keyword for a certain amount of time. But eventually, your photos will go down and they will basically hide away in the massive amount of content that is inside of Instagram, but never to be seen again unless someone specifically goes to your profile and searches for that. It's a completely different story for something on YouTube. It's a completely different story for something on your blog. One of the examples that I want to give you is a video that I published about a year ago. It is about photo editing on your mobile phone in different apps. And the interesting thing about this video is that it is, one, my most watched video of all time. But not only that, it is continuing to be the most watched video every single month. Not in total views, but in new views that were generated in that month. I mean, the numbers are not astonishing. It's not in the millions of views. But it is a video that is making a significant amount of views every single month. And that would just not be possible for an Instagram post, or even for a Facebook post, unless it goes viral and gets shared all the time again and again. For a video like that, it's just because it's good keywords, because it is a topic that people are interested in, people find it on and on and on. And whether it is a year ago, 2 years ago, or right now, it doesn't really matter. Your content can be found for a long time, and your time investment might actually be worth much more that way. At least that's how I view it at the moment. Do I want to spend my time on content that will be gone tomorrow, and I actually spend brain power and my time and effort doing that? Or would I rather create a new video that people can benefit from for a longer period of time? But this opens up this whole new topic on top of everything, which is the spending time on our social media platforms, on our phones. And I personally want to reduce that. And I want to consume content that gives me something valuable in return and that gives me information or entertainment. However, how much of that is actually in that fast-paced content on Instagram? There's a certain amount of inspiration in it, I'm sure. But for me personally, I notice more and more that there's also a whole bunch of envy and jealousy. And just looking at other people's lives and what they are creating there, the photos that are making, and being blinded by the lifestyle. On YouTube, on the other hand, it's much more in-depth. There's more information, there's learning, and there's so much deeper content possible. So with this video and with this little rant, I want to encourage you to think about where you spend your time if you want to be building an online business on the social media platforms, and where do you want to spend that time? Do you want to build content for these platforms that are extremely fast-paced and your content will be gone within days? Or would you rather create content that is much longer lived and you can benefit from that over a long period of time? Maybe you don't just disregard Instagram completely like I have in the recent times. but maybe you can shift more energy towards something else and see something like Instagram more of a behind the scenes channel to maybe not spend as much effort, but do so on something that gives value to the community, that provides a information product or content in general, and also to be able to reap the benefits of being searchable for the long term. If you want to chime in on this discussion, please feel free to use the comments below for that. I'm very much looking forward to see your opinion on this topic, whether you think that Instagram is much more important than other platforms or Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, etc. I think they're incredibly powerful for the real-time aspect of it. Twitter has shown to be incredibly informative around the topics of politics or real-time events. However, I do think that we generally spend much more time on those platforms than necessary. And let's be honest, the platforms actually try to keep us there the longest possible. And not to say that that is different for YouTube or Medium, those platforms also try to keep you longer and reading more content or consuming more videos. However, what kind of video are you consuming there? Are you bettering yourself, or are you just watching other people's holidays? And with that said, I hope you're joining in the comments below to share our opinions and viewpoints on this matter. And if you're listening to this on the podcast version, please feel free to click the link in the description and you will be brought to the video version where you can also engage in the comments below. I'm looking forward to hear your thoughts or see your thoughts. And until next time, stay curious and find out more of why you're doing things. That's the path that I'm on, and I'm sharing most of those things, and I hope that it's interesting for you. Until next time, bye.